When we look at our day and we look at our body posture and how much time we've spent in a proper posture position, or how much time we've spent with our neck pushed forward towards a computer screen, or perhaps a repetitive business posture like doing dishes or cutting at a counter, serving people, walking on a cement floor. We have all these variables that support us or take away from us energy and vitality because of their repetitive action, because of the surroundings around the activity that we're doing. And so today in this podcast, what I'd really like to do is bring some knowledge forward about structure and posture, about how you're supporting your back, and how you might be lending yourself towards the pains that you're experiencing, and how you could transform that. As a movement specialist, I'm always intrigued about how people navigate their surroundings or how people fall into some pitfalls in their surroundings that create the space of where they are and what they're doing, and of course, how their body responds, how they emotionally feel, and how they communicate with others as a result of this whole interaction. You're listening to Be Well with Michelle Greenwell. And this is the next episode, and let's get started. So today I'm here by myself, so I'm not going to have someone interview, but I'm certainly going to share some interesting topics, but also insights into movement, posture, back pain. And I want to start with, usually I start with the cards, but I'm actually going to start with the tea today because then I'm going to dive into the cards, but I'm going to use quite a few cards today. So, if you have something there to sip on, you've got a glass of water, you've got a favorite tea, I'm going to share with you today. I'm just going to pull out my infuser here, as it's been creating. This is my beach bonfire tea. And the last couple of days, I've been playing around with chocolate because it's after the holidays. We've all consumed lots of chocolate or candy or sugar that we shouldn't have, but it's always a good time over the holidays. And so, what I've been doing is just evaluating. Oh, we've got some sun coming in. For those on the podcast, you can't see, but there's all of a sudden there's a bright, sunning beam coming towards me, shining a light. But I've been reviewing hot chocolate kinds of drinks and then comparing that to my teas in the Cape Breton Tea Company. And so yesterday I was playing around with a cocoa that comes out like a hot chocolate, but it's more like a tea. But my family kind of described it as it has a single layer to it. And so I was trying to think of what makes my tea pop out a little bit differently, and why would you want to choose it? So yesterday with Playtime, which is a chocolate tea with mint, then I was kind of getting the feel for the layers within the tea. And so when I drink it, there's more of an embodiment. And I know in coffee they would say a full body aroma. So it's kind of like a full body taste. So today I went to my beach bonfire. And this one has some Queen Anne's lace in it. It's a very special blend that I'm quite happy with. And so I thought I'd play with it today. And this one really is about getting us to smile and engage. And Queen Anne's lace is really supportive to what we're doing and inspiring us to try some new things. So that's what I'm going to do today. But I'm going to share with you my beautiful cup and saucer that was a gift for some teaching that I did for Wine Country Tai Chi Society. And it's covered in poppies, but it's just so beautiful. And I had to use it again today because I really, really love how this feels. So inside is my beach bonfire. And I'm going to have a little bit more chocolate, see about the layers. And this has like a caramel flavor to it. So you sip on what you have. And what we're going to bring in is the opportunity to discover where we need change and then create the change and move forward. So here we go. Cheers. Okay, even just the smell before I went to taste, I smell the chocolate, I taste the chocolate, and it just, there's something about this one just fills me right up. I just love beach bonfire. All right. That's a specialty tea too, because I can only harvest at certain times of the year. So once all of the ingredients are gone, they're gone. So Beach Bonfire right now is waiting for that influx of more Queen Anne's lace that'll be coming in the summer. Okay, so let's dive into a little bit about the back. So I have my deck of cards ready to go. So you know that I've been using all season my Body in the Biofield deck. And usually I hold up the front cover, but it's evading me. So I'm going to hold up the inside cover. So for those people on the podcast who can't see, I'm holding up Affirmations for the Spine. And this is the deck that was first created before the other three followed, around the focus and the research that I did in my dissertation about the spine and the emotions and the spiritual connections. And I know I've talked about it before, but today I want to talk about it from a perspective of what kind of posture do you use every day, but also what might you be doing that's leading to back pain, and can we make some changes? So I'm going to talk about some backgrounds on this. So what I'm going to do is cut the deck just for the spine. And so I have cervical has 1 to 7, so that's your neck. Then we have thoracic, which is 1 to 12, and that goes down to the base of the ribs. And then we have lumbar 1 and 2. Now, there is more to lumbar, but those two, because they have a little bit of mobility left, the other ones are all kind of fused. So this gives you the opportunity for a little bit of movement and adjustment. So lumbar 1 and 2 is included. So I'm just going to tap the deck for our group, for whoever's listening. This is for you. And what are we pulling out? Oh, I love this one. Yeah, these are like old friends. I've been using them so much. So this card, for those people that are listening in, this has like twinkle lights. There's a whole bunch of circles on it. For those people that like to think about orbs and messaging, there's orbs on this. There is almost like a column, and it's green at the top, orange and yellows, and then there's this kind of heart shape that comes down in the middle, and then it has a little side kind of almost bar. That's a dark green to light green with some oranges in it. But there's lots of hearts that's weaving through this, but also almost like veins coming down. So as I think about the structure of the spine, and I think about the vertebra that's there, and then the connection of the tissue around it, that's what I'm going to link into on this card today. So this is for cervical 5. So this is kind of in the middle of the neck, which is great because I wanted to work on that a little bit today. So we have the ability to choose. If we do not take the opportunity, we have made our choice. The decision is ours, and it's the note of G. All right, so let's play around a little bit with cervical 5, because what happens for a lot of people is their chin ends up traveling forward from their body, and the ears tend to get misaligned from the shoulders. They should be over top of the shoulders if everything's straight and aligned. You can get to that straight posture in two ways. One, you can use conscious effort and keep reminding yourself throughout the day that you need to have better structure. Or two, you can use bioenergetic wellness tools, the ones that I've been sharing in the toolbox, that move you right into the straight posture and keep you there without any effort. That's the one I like to use because I don't want to have to keep thinking about my posture all the time. So let's do a little evaluation of the neck and let's see if we can use some of the tools that come from bioenergetic wellness and see if we can make a difference. Okay, so what I want you to do is just turn your head to the side, see how far you can see, see what it sounds like, if there's any crunches in there, and also just to notice what that range feels like. Because it might be easier to move in a certain part of the range and not in others. So I'm just going to turn my head, which has a little bit of a kink to the right, a few cracks going to the left. I can see fairly well on either side, not as well as I could last night when I was playing around with the concepts before. So the range has definitely changed today, but I've also been sitting in front of my computer for a long period of time. So, if you are noticing that you have a small range of motion, you can kind of like go from corner to corner, not right to the side. Our range of motion is to be greater than to the side. And for a lot of people, they've been doing activities that have tightened and tightened and tightened the muscles that they don't have that range anymore. So this is telling you then you have some stress going on in several systems just because of the limited range of motion that you have. And to open that up means some of the systems within the body are going to be able to change their level of function. Okay, so let's do one quick activity. You've seen me do this many times, and if you're listening, you've probably heard it. So I'm just going to pull my hair back because I'm going to rub my ear, and I'm going to rub from the top of the ear, just unrolling the ear as I come along the top of the ear on the side and coming all the way down to the bottom. Just going to give a little tug at the bottom. All right, then I'm going to go back up and I'm going to rub a little bit deeper into the ear, giving a little tug out and at the bottom. And then I'm going to go a little bit further, giving a nice big pull and at the bottom. All right. So your ear will warm up, may turn red. You have now inspired a whole bunch of systems within the body, but we need to do the other side. So let's do it. So I'm just going to rub on the other side. Now I'm using same hand as ear, but I could go across. That would have given me some cross lateral work, which is integrating left and right sides of the brain. So if I'd wanted to, I could have done that. But for simplicity, for you to see, for those people that are watching, this gives us the opportunity for you just to have a little bit easier look. Okay, so I have red ears on both sides. All right, this is really great for putting someone back onto the beat of the music. If you've got a dancer or musician that they can't find the rhythm, this is a great way to help them find the rhythm. It's something locks in and it's much easier and they'll stay on the beat. And if you have a group of people, like a group of dancers, and you're trying to get them to all perform together, that little activity done as a unit before you go to do a show or rehearsal can actually bring everybody energetically together. So this is a really valuable tool for lots of people to connect. It's also great for you to bring your body clock online. So if you've been through a time change, you were traveling, you've changed time zones, or you didn't sleep well last night, your things are a little bit out of order, perhaps the body clock isn't quite where it's supposed to be. That'll help you bring your body clock back on. You just think about the time while you're rubbing your ears. All right, let's now turn the head and notice if there's a change in your range of motion. Okay. So number one is when I went to the right, I didn't have that little bit of pain and tightness. And as I went to the left, I didn't have the crackling that was going on the first time. So I've changed that. Now, if I was to turn, you may notice that my ears are over top of my shoulders. Today, I've been sitting and doing a lot with the computer, so I can even feel when I move my head forward, I can feel how the base of the neck, which is starting at cervical 5, 6, and 7, have all been pushed out of their regular alignment with the time I've been spent leaning into the computer. So what we just did is we brought online this cervical 5. We connected in with the artwork, which is really important because the image is very supportive to what we want to accomplish. And then we brought in the idea of the note of G. Note of G is what the C5 wants to vibrate at, is that G note. So if we wanted to bring in sound, we could play an instrument or we could hum, and we could hum that tune. In the note of G. All right, so where we're at now, what I'd like you to do is connect into your sit bones. So if you're driving in a car, you're probably leaning back into the seat. What I'm going to invite you to do is sit up straight, find your sit bones, find your tailbone, and if you're sitting on a chair, put both feet flat. And I invite you to really connect into the pelvic floor. What it feels like to sit on those sit bones, and then how to push yourself from the sit bone towards the tailbone, but into, I call it the sweet spot, because it's where the joints all go soft. And you may notice that the lower back becomes kind of springy as you're sitting there and you're bouncing, not bouncing back and forth, but moving back and forth. Okay, so from that position now, what I want you to do is let the shoulders drop. Let the head find where it wants to go. My spine is going, please lift, please lift. So there's like space starting to come into all of the joints, and I'm feeling the whole spine lengthening. This is really important because the time I've spent this morning in conversation, I have a to-do list that's really long. It's compacted me. I've had extra tasks that have come before me with some challenges, compacting me. All right. And then I've been leaning into the computer. So my posture has just been challenged with so many different pieces. So as I connect in now and I feel that length come in, I can also feel the sweet spot and the softening of the back, particularly that lumbar region. A lot of people end up with a lot of pain in that lower part of the spine, and this is able to soften. And now I'm going to turn my head again because I've just changed the way I'm sitting and changing the way that lift is happening, where my head is lifted above my neck. My neck is now long, my shoulders have dropped, and this alignment has been able to just come through. Okay, so now if you want to turn your head, I can see right behind me. Beautiful. I can see right behind me, but I also can feel right from my belly. I can feel the whole core make a turn to the side and spiral as I go to turn my head. Now, when we first start this exercise, and I ask you to just do that initial awareness, you won't notice that because you're going to notice this isolated core just kind of stays in one spot. But after you've rubbed the ears, there becomes this whole body connection where there's this spiral that comes out of it. And that's really important. Okay, so let's do a little bit of reflection about what does C5 mean to you? So when I went for us to sip on our tea and I talked about creating the openness to discover where you need to make changes, that was my intention for the start. Cervical five has about your ability to choose. And whatever choice you make, not to do anything, to continue where you're going, to do your regular habits, that's a choice. And somebody said to me the other day, well, it takes 30 days before you have a new habit. It takes 30 days because somebody evaluated that it would, but they weren't energetically connecting to that change. They were creating that change logically in their brain and then consciously saying, I'm going to make a change, so I'm going to have to remind myself. And it gets to a point where you don't have to remind yourself anymore, but that's 30 days down the road. But we're looking at energetically. Energetically, I want to know what I do every day is supporting me energetically. So if I've been looking into this computer and I've been squashing my neck, or I've been driving in the car and my neck has come forward, I've been gripping the steering wheel because it's been bad weather driving, then we created that space. We created that opportunity. But we also have the opportunity to not fall into those traps of actually being able to hold that posture and let it lift. What does it mean for you? From an emotional standpoint, it means you have the ability to make decisions. And you have the ability to understand the choices and not just stick to the habits. That's coming from your C5. So now think about if you have been driving in the car, or you have been sitting and you have that neck protruded forward and you've been putting stress on C5, 6, and 7. What does that mean for you? So let's look at C6 and C7, what the affirmations are to go with that. So, 6 and 7. So, 6, I'm just going to hold up the card. It's got yellows, purples, blues, golds, browns. Looks kind of Aztec-y, kind of in the image. Cervical 6, our connection to the universe is determined by the way we see ourselves within the world. So, if that neck has been out of alignment, is our perception of who we are and how we fit in the world there? Is it authentic? Is it true? And what does it mean in the way we connect to other people? That becomes a really good question if we're not resonating there. It's the note of A. And if I go to cervical 7, So I'm going to hold this one up. Tanya, who did the artwork for all of this, Tanya calls this the turtle. I like to think of it almost as the iris in the eye. Cervical seven is the note of B. The needs within our life may be met by our decision to let go and see all possibility that surrounds us. Okay, so if you think about C7, which is right at the base of the neck, there's that bump in the back. That can get quite a hunch in it if we're holding on to a posture that's not supportive, but can also be eliminated by holding correct posture. If the needs within our life are met, then we can let go. So think about what kinds of things have you maybe made a decision or not made a decision? What have you held on to for whatever reason? And you haven't made a decision because you've been holding on to all these details that were no longer relevant, but they were part of your habits. And so you just kept them there. So as we look at what five, six, and seven could mean for us, there's a lot where we can see patterning can hold us in place. So I gave you one correction, which was to rub the ear. And now what I'd like to do is give you another one. So this one is a Touch for Health favorite. This one has to do with switches. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to focus in on the up and down switching, which I would usually say top half of the body linking to the bottom half of the body. But because we're focused on the neck and its relationship to our posture, I'm going to focus on what does this neck feel like in alignment? So the connection of the head to the neck to the body. And then, of course, that's going to lead to where are the legs and the feet. But let's just focus for there. So to do this, we need to touch the top lip and the bottom lip. So between the actual lip and the nose, if you're listening in, there's just that soft spot of the upper lip. And then the lower lip is you've got your chin and then you've got your lips, but you're going to go just below the lips, almost into the crease or dimple of the chin. And we're going to take our fingers. I have a finger on the top and I have a thumb on the bottom. I'm just going to move the skin back and forth like I was going to brush my teeth. But I'm instead moving the skin. My other hand makes what they call in Tai Chi a tiger claw. And I'm going to take that, it looks like five little points the way the claw is set up, and I'm going to put that around my belly button. So you could put your hand just flat to the belly button, which is fine. But I also like to just connect those 5 points in to the five elements that helps to navigate how the systems function and how I can balance emotion. So I'm going to rub my top lip back and forth while I'm holding that bear claw over my belly. And I'm just going to bring that in. And I'm thinking about what my posture means to me and the habit of not holding the correct posture, letting that go. It's not serving me in any way. Okay, I'm going to change hands and just rub the other side. And even as I do this, as I keep readjusting my posture, I can feel how the spine gets long, but then how the neck goes to find a new place. And it feels like I just keep lifting my head taller and taller. But what I'm finding is it's just returning to its place. As soon as it gets into place, the shoulders drop and there's a lift in the chest, which means we can have a deeper breath. Okay, so now if you lock into what does your posture feel like now? Where is your head? And if I was to turn to the side, I think you would see, and you could agree, that the ears are much more nicely placed over top of the shoulders. Now, I'm not doing any effort to do that. I'm sitting up, but I'm not making this big effort of pulling my chin back, which is what a lot of people will do. It's just going there because I inspired it to be there. Okay, so let's go to the second part of the switches. So we did up and down, which was central and governing. Now let's go to the hollow in the throat. So you have the collarbone, and then you've got that notch right in the center. But if you go a little bit wider than that, it's a kind of a little bit of a dimple below the collarbone, and it's centered on the body. So you're not going very wide. I'm just going to rub those 2 points, one with the thumb, one with fingers on the other side. So I'm doing right and left sides at the same time. The other hand is like the claw over the belly button. And this is my side-to-side switching. So what happens with our posture is, depending on what we're holding on to, so if we're typing into the computer, I find very often the pecs, my shoulders, everything closes up, and my back has to be stretched and pulled open, which means I've got to shut off some muscles in order for that to happen, and contract muscles in the front of the chest in order to keep that posture. And so what I'm finding right now is that everything's trying to widen right now. So we're connecting right and left sides of the body and create a balance that's pulling things open. Okay, so changing hands and rubbing the other side. As you do that, what I'd like you to lock into is where your waist is and the lift that is now being created in the spine to lift the ribs from the pelvis and pull it up. So there's a nice big space there. All right, and as you do that, you may notice as you fall back into that space between the sit bone and the tailbone, you're finding that sweet spot, the softness can come in. So you're not pulling yourself up with tension, but you actually sit down into the space. Now I can feel my back muscles down the center where they may not have been working all morning. They're now working, and they're not exactly happy about it. All right. But I can feel the complete shift in my ribs, how it's holding, and now the pressure that has come off of my neck for that last little bit that just really wanted to have that curve in it. And I can feel that lift opening me up. All right, I'm hoping you're feeling that too. That is the side-to-side part of switching. So, how the right side of the body is speaking to the left side of the body and the communication they have to make everything function well across. So, we've done up and down, side to side. So, now I'd like you to make a fist. We're going to take that, we're going to rub on the tailbone, our knuckle on the tailbone. Other hand is still going to go over the belly button. And as I do that, this is for front and back switching. So, this is how you might. Look into a mirror, see the reflection, and be able to respond to something or be oriented to it. That's very often combing your hair or brushing your teeth. Could be driving in the rearview mirror. You're looking behind you, looking for objects. And then we have how we relate the front of the body to the back of the body. And a lot of people relate really easily moving forward because that's how we move most of the time, but they lose how to move backwards. Okay, changing hands, let's rub the other side. And so this gives us the opportunity to really have a connection of what's happening front to back. And as we're talking about posture, that would be balancing the muscles down the back of the body to the muscles down the front of the body. So everything is working in a cohesive unit together. Okay, so now from that position, notice what your spine is doing. What I find for a lot of people is if they have problems with the lower spine, giving them aches, pains, disc problems, very often it's because they've been sitting back on their tailbone, curved into a posture, and they aren't holding the straight. And also, they might be doing chores where they're lifting heavy objects. They're walking on a cement floor. They spend a lot of time standing. That lower back can take quite a brunt if you're not holding a proper posture. And for a lot of people, they might stand with their feet turned out. They might have one foot turned in, one foot straight. They might have an extended arch in the lower back, so it's a little bit more hyperextended. They might lift things with their back, and their back muscles then lock up, which creates some imbalance to the front. So there's a lot of things that can happen. And when you take the time to bring that alignment back in, all of a sudden the lower back doesn't have the stress on it anymore, and the pain lifts off, which is amazing for lots of people, especially if it's there every day. But you know that if it's a reoccurring thing that comes and goes, You can know that it's related to how you're moving and standing, but also to your emotional stability and how you're keeping a balance and flow in the system so the emotions are always in balance and flow. All right, so now that you have this new posture and we've integrated the different dimensions of movement opportunities, that's our switches, we have created a brain-body connection. And so I'd invite you now to turn your head and see what it feels like, see how far you can see. Oh, that feels really nice. To the right was where I started with pain this morning. It feels lovely. And I feel like it's balanced on both sides, how far I can see, which is I can see right behind me when I turn. All right. If you're listening, you've been driving in a car, I hope you've been thinking about what is my posture as I'm sitting here? My one foot on that gas pedal and back and forth between the brake? Am I sitting back into the chair? Can I sit up? Can I bring alignment into my neck? Can I change the way that it's functioning? Okay, we've got that. So let's dive in a little bit further because I would like to go into the back and find some essences about the vertebra for you. So tapping onto that deck, connecting to all of those who are listening. So we have thoracic 5. Oh, surprise. This is like middle of the shoulder blades. So the picture here, for those people who are listening, we have this beautiful blue, and it looks like there's orbs of green that go around the outside, 3 dots down one side, 3 dots down the other, and then 2 dots kind of over the center part. And right in the middle, it looks like a really dark a pot almost. There's a circle that seems to be darker light, and then it looks like kind of like a pot that you would put some plants in, and or something that would hold. And then it's got this kind of sea of blue around it. And at the very top and bottom, we've got different shades of green. If you look closer, which you might be able to see on this, I'll describe for those listening. It looks like ribs at the very top, and it looks like the top green is the start of the spine. So now if you think of it in those terms, that pot that I described in the center that you put a potted plant into, that almost becomes where C5 is and the vessel for holding. So let's see what our affirmation is. Seek what you wish to find and your focus will lead the way. And it's the note of G. Seek what you wish to find. So a lot of people, they're not quite sure where they're going. So some people, you know, they know the tasks they need to get done on the to-do list each day, or they're coasting along, things are pretty good, happy with the status quo, but they still don't know where they're going. So they turn one direction, they turn another direction, they try some different things. They never seem to quite get too far. They're just dabbling. The opportunity to say, this is what I'd like to experience, or these are the relationships I'd like to build, or I'd love my home to have, or I'm going to add these kinds of activities to my day. Could be anything like that. Then we have this opportunity to create a focus. And so the skills and the activities we choose to participate in are going to be all leading to the completion of whatever it is we've set our mind to do. Now, we're talking about thoracic 5, between the shoulder blades. This is, in Tai Chi, the middle dantian. This is where the middle gate opens to take the energy and the vitality that you build in activities through the day and let it come up the spine, through the column, all the way to the base of the skull to feed the brain and also to feed and nourish the center core of the body. So if we have, let's say, posture where the neck hasn't been in alignment, you've been working and you've been condensing in the front, so the chest muscles, the pecs have all tightened up, you've had to pull open the shoulder blades in the back rather than have them muscles balance to the front, Then we can start to see how aches and pains could appear through that center part of the back. And one could be you try to straighten up, but the muscles have turned off. They didn't think they were needed. And then you have those pecs that have been overstimulated and they're so incredibly tight. And you can just feel how you want to bring balance and openness in. All right. Now, there are several ways that we could open this area. So I'm going to suggest a couple, and then I'm going to bring you one that brings me great delight. So we could rub neurolymphatics, which, just going to pull the camera down a bit. So, which would be taking my fingertips and rubbing between the ribs on the front of the chest towards the sternum, right in the center of the chest. We could rub all of the points through there. We could rub about a hand width apart towards the shoulders, under the collarbone, two points, one on each side. We could do shoulder seams. All right. And there's more neurolymphatics that we could rub, which is really easy. That's all touch for health. Absolutely lovely to work with and can really open things up. And you'd be rubbing down the center of the back as well, straight up and down, I have to say. Don't rub sideways, that'll turn things down. We want to turn things on, which is up and down. But it's hard to reach your back. So, what's another option? In Tai Chi, I'm just going to pull the camera again. In Tai Chi, we have a forward pedaling action that we do. So, for those people listening, I'm taking one hand and pushing the palm out with the fingertips up, while the other hand is scooping and coming towards my belly button. So, one hand goes out while one hand comes in. So, balance of yin and yang. And we get this kind of paddling motion. So, it's back and forth. One goes out, one comes in. It's like a circle. And the palm goes out while the other palm turns to face in. So we have two different directions. So this is one that we use to help open that middle gate. And we have to be pretty relaxed for the body to open. And we'd have to have our posture right where we want it to be. And we just cultivate energy by circling those hands. All right, for those people that might want to look up more about this, because I've gone through it quickly, then you can always go to my YouTube channel at Michelle Greenwell, Tai Chi Wellness Playlist. Just scroll right to the bottom if you're on your phone. And this is hands pedaling. So you could look up that exercise and participate. And I describe it a little bit more. But what I want to do is I want to invite you to think about moving with ease. Equally on both sides. So I'm going to use a little bit from dance for this. And if you're not a dancer, that's okay. I'm just going to move myself back a little bit. But what I'm going to invite you to do is take one hand. If you're driving, this is something you can't really do because you need your hands on the steering wheel, but I want you to imagine it then. So I'm going to take one hand. I've got my right hand. I'm just going to circle my hand around. So I'm making circles with it. And you may notice that as you make circles with your hand, the wrist, the elbow, the shoulder all open and move with that. And you may notice that the ribs all move as well. And if you're sitting down like I am, you're going to notice that you're rocking back and forth on the sit bone and you're moving through. Now, what I want to do is add the other hand. So I'm just going to do circles with it first. And get that same feeling of freedom of the wrist, the elbow, the back. And then I'm going to put the two together. And I'm just going to let my body in the center respond to the spirals. And my feet are connecting to the floor and responding. But I also feel the movement coming through my tailbone, my sit bones. I can feel my ribs now wanting to move and my neck wanting to move. Now, what's absolutely delightful about this position is how much freedom of movement comes in a symmetry of right to left, front to back, up and down. So I'm just moving back and forth. All right. So I'm just going to spiral that a little bit more. Feel my ribs moving around. Feel the balance and flow from right side to left side. Sometimes the shoulders have a little bit of conversation that they're not equal. But this is a great way to get that movement happening. And if you do have sore shoulders, that spiral turning motion really puts the tissue back into position. A really good piece of music, move around the room. I'm just staying in front of the computer so you could see me, but being able to really move around the room can be a wonderful exercise. Okay, so you've done that movement. Now I want you to just sit where you are and notice what it feels like to sit. And I'm noticing that the breath is a little bit different. Yeah, and that sitting tall is easy. I'm just sitting there so easily. Just, it feels lovely. All right, now if I go to turn my head, I have no stiffness at all. Nothing left from what I was feeling, the repercussions of my earlier part of the day. All right, I'm hoping that you're feeling the same. You're starting to think a little bit differently about your wellness and about how important posture lengthening is and how you can really feel better so quickly. Okay, so I'm going to cut the deck one more time. I am looking for a lumbar card. I'm going to pull the lumbar resonance card here. So this is for one and two, leading down to five. And the picture on this one has both one and two pictures. So there's a circle at the top. It looks like a butterfly. It's got red with a blue center. And then the lower one to me always looks like somebody wearing a bright colored tutu. You could think of it though of also of a column of the spine, and you could kind of see the wings of what would be the pelvic bones. So it has great recognition of the most profound parts of the spine here in that lower region. So this is a root and sacral connection area. It can get very tight. It can also get very brittle. Brittle in being that it locks up, not subtle and flowing. It has a sponginess to it, and that's certainly what we're looking for. A balance of flow between the right and the left, yin and yang, energy in and energy out is key to harmonizing with the world both internally and externally. A balance of flow. So if you start to think about how you're sitting on your spine, maybe you are rolled back into that chair, or you're on the couch, you're lazing back, you got your head propped up, feet come up, and you're sitting right on that lumbar region. Think about, is that creating a harmony for you of right and left, yin and yang, balance of in and out? Or is that shutting that all off? And then you're going to ask it to engage as soon as you get out of that position, which could be to go to bed and lie down some more. Or it could be you decide you want to go for a walk and now you're saying, come on, muscles, let's have you ready to go. So you're thinking about that balance, connecting to that lower lumbar region. Let's just take the hands, rub them together. And now I want you to take those hands with the chi flowing in your hands, put them on that lower lumbar region. So it'll be just above the buttocks. There's the flat spot of your back, just holding there. You got your palms towards the back, and you may notice that they heat up a little bit. As they do that, they'll be pulling any extra energy off that doesn't need to be there. At the end of Tai Chi, we like to do the same activity, but place them a little bit higher over the kidneys. And this is a great way to send some loving energy into the kidneys and help support all the organ systems, as well as help to give some energy and vitality to the adrenal glands. All right, I'm not sure what you can feel or sense, but I'm going to tell you that I am sensing a whole bunch of buzzing in my hands, a lot of heat, but there's also this incredible opening of energy. So I can feel a shiver kind of going up my back, a little bit down into the hips, and running down the legs to the feet. So all because I placed my hands here. Fascinating. All right. So you can take more time if you wish. I'm just going to leave that there. So now bring yourself back to your posture. Notice how that lower lumbar region is now. I can actually soften it, and I can take a little bit of pressure off of it. That is really lovely. And I can feel my head really finding its straight alignment over top of my shoulders. I no longer feel like the weight of my head is exceeding my body there and trying to pull me forward. All right. So today I wanted to really bring to you the awareness of how you can change pain in the back, pain in the neck, how you can change mobility, fluidity. And the tools are really, really simple. When you have the opportunity to work with a facilitator who can guide you through areas that there may be some blocks or some stubborn areas, that's a great thing to have someone that you can reflect with and really learn from. And if you have the opportunity to do a Touch for Health class where you get to learn more about how these different organ systems and muscles work together and how that all links, that's a wonderful opportunity as well. So I'm going to invite you now to take a walk around, notice the posture, notice how it's changed as a result of our time together. Have another sip of your water or your tea. I'm going to bring my beach bonfire back. Again, that smell. Oh my gosh, just so lovely. All right. And with that, I invite you to go back through some of the previous episodes where I have talked about different parts of the body. I am bringing to mind one of the ones I did in season two with Colin McLeod, where we did all the chakras and we did different exercises for each chakra. So I invite you to go back, listen to some of the episodes, and learn and grow with what your opportunities are. And I invite you to check out the tea. If you want to order some tea from the tea company, I'm happy to ship it and also for pickup. And from there, I look forward to what's going to be the conclusion of season three in a few weeks. We have some new ideas coming forward for season four. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Be Well with Michelle Greenwell, and I wish you well. Take care.